Many of you probably know that I've been working for this industry proudly for some 28 years. And I am ever cognizant of the fact that I have learned so much from those that had come before me. Many of the people in this room I was certainly had the benefit of learning from. But none more than the person who I want to recognize next. You might know him, but many people probably don't, because Bob Reynolds, the president of Downstream Alternatives, never really sought the spotlight. He had a career in the fuels industry, working actually for a refiner before hanging his own shingle, but he was always involved in alternative fuels. He was committed to making sure that as renewable fuels like ethanol were entered into the marketplace, that they did so in ways that would benefit the consumers and allow for continued growth and avoiding any of the pitfalls that could occur with a nascent industry. So he made sure that the Renewable Fuels Association was paying attention to fuel quality standards, established best practices. It was his work that crafted the very first changes in gasoline manual. You know, we are going through a fight right now on E15, and we're seeing a lot of the same arguments that were made against the introduction of E10. But it was Bob's hard work, his credibility, his research, and the changes in gasoline manual that ultimately had been distributed to every single automaker and gasoline marketers across the country. It was used by General Motors in their training program for years and years. It's gone through four iterations already, translated into other languages, and it was absolutely a critical component of this industry being able to get a foothold in the E10 market. And through the years, he has continued to publish works on oxygenated fuels, on transportation and storage of our product. But Bob Reynolds has been so much more than that. He was the leader of our technical committee long before Christy Moore took it over and whipped us all into shape. He was a mentor to me. He's been a great asset for this industry and a great friend. He's decided to retire for reasons I cannot explain, but I wanted to make sure that we had an opportunity to thank this man for all that he has done to build this industry. Bob, would you come up for a moment, please? This trophy reads, an appreciation for a career dedicated to addressing technical issues and standards affecting the U.S. ethanol industry. Your efforts help build an industry.
Appreciate all those kind comments. Bob's always very eloquent with his praise. This award probably means more than any I've received because it represents the industry that I worked in for 35 years. And it's presented by somebody that more so than anybody knows my large body of work that has been done in and for the ethanol industry. And so I truly do appreciate it. Bob's presided over this industry for so long and so many. When I got started, production was at 300 million gallons, so you can imagine how long we've been around. And I've always appreciated the confidence that the trade associations put in me, the freedom and autonomy that they many times gave me in the early years when we were having to do things kind of on the fly. But it's been a great experience to watch this industry grow over the last 35 years from virtually nothing to a 15 billion gallon industry, and hopefully maybe double that in another 10 years. But thank you very much. I appreciate it. And I'm sure Christy's going to carry on many of the things that I've started or that I've worked on, and she's done an excellent job in the, I guess, 7+ years now. So one of the first things I let her take over was my suitcase because I was tired of traveling. So I'm glad to get that behind me. But thank you very much, Bob. Thank you.